It's the 29th of November, and I was due to go for an interview today, which isn't actually happening. The interview was supposed to be at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and earlier I received a phone call on my mobile. It only rang twice, and so I didn't get a chance to answer it. I looked at the number on the call log. It was a local number. I didn't recognize it, so I decided to Google the telephone number, and it came up with the telephone number for the company that I was due to go to the interview for. So I called them back and asked to speak to the guy who I have as a contact, to be told he wasn't in that office, and they put me through to him. He seemed a little bit off with me. And told me due to the weather conditions, he had other things that he had to do this afternoon, and he was due to go away, and would call me when he got back. It seemed very vague, so I left it at that. I was pretty much at that point a bit down and under the impression that I wasn't going to get a return call. About 20, 25 minutes later, I received a phone call from the same telephone number, and I managed to get to the phone in time. I had the phone right next to me, and it sounded like a company PA was on the other end of the phone, and she had explained to me that the guy I needed to speak to is based up in Newcastle, and he comes to and from the different branches. He was the MD of the company, and he's stuck in Newcastle because, well, they've got really heavy snow up in Newcastle at the moment, and couldn't make it down to the Garden City for the interview, so that's the reason why it was cancelled. The fact that he was going away was that he was going on holiday, vacation for 10 days over to Egypt, and she has left memos on his computer about calling me back on his return to the office on the 14th of December. So after actually receiving this telephone call, I feel a lot better about the situation. I mean, the girl that was on reception shouldn't have really put me through to him in Newcastle. She should have just said that he's not at the office at the moment and cannot take a message. This is probably why he was a bit off with me, because I'm assuming that my call shouldn't have been put through to him. But yeah, I'm feeling a bit better about things than I was earlier. I really did start to doubt that anything would happen with this interview, but now I know what is going on. Yeah, it's a little bit different now, so I've just got to wait and see now what's going on.